So what would a value-added tax actually mean for consumers? Well, Bob Carroll, a tax expert at the American University, is with me now, and we're both inside an Ace Hardware store here in downtown Washington, D.C. Bob, thanks for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, so in my hand, I have a hammer. Costs $9.99, and with D.C. sales tax, this would run about $10.60. It's
6%.
Right, exactly. How much could it go with a value-added tax?
Well, it depends on the size of the value-added tax, of course, but just to keep the math easy, and if we just ignored the D.C. sales tax, if you had a 10% value-added tax, from the consumer's point of view, it would operate pretty similar to a sales tax.
It would be another dollar.
It would be another dollar.
It would be
10%. So the cost of the hammer, rather than being $10, would be $11.
Now, I reported from overseas for several years, and in most countries, I noticed that the price advertised was the price you paid at the register. If it was €5... the price was €5. The tax was already included in the price to consumers. Is that how it might work here?
It might. It's kind of an option. If you wanted greater transparency, one could require the value-added tax to be listed on the price on the label that consumers see, as well as the cash register.
I'm not asking you to take a position on it one way or the other, because you're a tax analyst, but do you think that this is something that could happen within the next 5 or even 10 years?
I think it's really tough to say. I think the timing is what's really difficult. I think it's inevitable that we're going to have to find additional revenue to help deal with the looming entitlement problem, where the size of the federal government will rise to over 40% of GDP if we do nothing, and we only raise 17 or 18% of GDP today.
We're going to have to find ways to raise more money.
So, yes,
the federal government's going to have to find more ways.
But the trick is you can't solve the entitlement problem by simply just raising revenues. You have to control spending.
That's Bob Carroll. He's a tax expert at American University, and he joined me here at the Ace Hardware in downtown Washington, D.C. Bob Carroll, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure, Guy.